Joining us on the RFD Radio Network and on farmweeknow.com, Kirby Wagner, Assistant Director of Transportation for the Illinois Farm Bureau. We're talking on the 17th, Kirby. Recap what happened over the weekend from FMCSA on hours of service and really what that means to the country and our trucks.
Starting, I guess, really with the president's declaration, emergency declaration for the whole country, it kind of started a few things. So the FMCSA did relax hours of service rules, and those rules are relaxed specifically for emergency deliveries. What does that mean specifically? Well, that relates to medical supplies and equipment, including gloves, masks, hand sanitizer, soaps. They're allowing food for emergency restocking of stores, equipment supplies for people that are necessary and are kind of in the quarantine phase, I should say, and working through that emergency or medical services sector. So it's a real specific exemption on the hours of service there, but that has been issued over the weekend.
And Governor Pritzker also made a declaration, which will help out.
Yeah, the release, Governor Pritzker did sign a declaration allowing IDOT to issue permits for 10% overweight for trucks hauling emergency supplies for relief. And those emergency supplies, once again, fall into that medical and then emergency restocking of stores type situations. They are going to allow the overweights to be hauled and the permits to be issued in situations when they're normally not. So I think it's important to keep watching. I know that the concern about restocking stores with just that stuff, the equipment, the masks, gloves, hand sanitizer, soaps, disinfectants type thing, and on top of the emergency food, something to keep watch on. We're hoping that the trucks kind of rally and get some of these extra deliveries made.
When we talk about that, yesterday we talked with you about logistics because we have the regular deliveries for food and beverage to grocery store outlets. We know that the shelves have been hard hit, but the industry is searching for additional trucks, additional drivers to help with this special time.
Right. The belief is that the supply is out there. It's getting the supply to the stores and then getting the stores a chance to restock because, I mean, the traffic in these stores has continued. So the industry is really focusing on trying to get their drivers to move more. This hours of service exemption is huge because it means that they're not going to be as restricted on the limits and the time limits that they were. So it might equal some extra load. So that's a good sign.